Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast. How you doing? What's up? I'm Kendra. Super stoked to be here. And Happy New Year. It is January 4th, which means that we've had New Year's. We have completed 2020. We're moving into 2021. And there is something about a new year that I always find really exciting. I love to reflect on the previous year, look at the growth I've made personally, professionally, and I love to plan for an upcoming year. And I have to say, as someone who's been really adverse to planning in the past, I have fully planned out my year and I feel really good about it and I feel really excited about it. And also, I feel like I'm also very proud of myself and also proud of you for getting through 2020, because I know it's been a challenging year for many. And when I think of 2020, I think of a lot of good and a lot of hard things, right? Because I actually had a lot of amazing things happen. I was a part of a really amazing leadership collective where I got really close with a bunch of amazing people. And I don't think I could have joined that collective in a better year. It was like divine timing because I felt so supported throughout all of 2020. I made some really big moves in my business, learned a lot of really amazing things in my business, made some big pivots, some big shifts. I really feel like 2021 is finally going to be the business I want. I finally figured it out and I'm very, very excited for everything I have planned for 2021. I also made a lot of progress with my physical health. As you guys know, I was working with Dr. Evan Hirsch over 2020, since February of 2020 of last year, and I've made so much progress. I feel so much better. I have so much more vitality, energy. My sleep has been great. So I'm incredibly grateful for that because I had been struggling with that for about 8 years and it had been getting better, but it's made a huge jump in the right direction since working with Dr. Evan. And also personally, I made a lot of personal growth this year. So I really learned about boundaries and how to implement boundaries properly, which is a struggle for all of us. I've gotten really good at dealing with external boundaries. So boundaries with family, friends, people asking for my time. But what I realized that I wasn't very good at was personal boundaries. And I was breaking my personal boundaries all the time. And as a result, I created a bit of a, overscheduled disaster, saying yes to way too many things. And so that was a really good shift as well. So a lot of really great things happened in 2020. And if you want to learn and hear about all my biggest lessons of 2020, I did release a YouTube video, I believe last week on this, and I'm going to link to that in the show notes if you want to know all my big lessons, because I really had some big ones and I think they would actually be helpful to you. So I will link that video in the show notes. But what I want to talk about today is something a little bit different, something a little fun, and that is Instagram Reels. Okay, so I think Instagram Reels are something that you should put your focus on for 2021. Okay, if you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, let's define Reels. What are they? So Instagram rolled out, not sure exactly when, I sort of noticed them in the fall. They roll out at different times to different people. I think I first noticed them in early fall, but didn't give them much attention. But basically, Reels are Instagram's version of TikTok. So you guys are probably familiar with the TikTok app, which is mostly dancing videos, that sort of thing. It's really popular with the young ones. And I briefly entertained TikTok and, you know, tried to put a few things on there, but ultimately got a little bit weirded out by their privacy policy and all of that, and decided that TikTok was not for me. So, of course, anytime a new app comes out, the bigger platforms like Facebook, Instagram, same company, they're, if they see something doing really well and seeing, you know, people getting really excited about certain thing, they always try to take over like the big monopoly that they are, right? So I remember Periscope was one of the first apps that did live streaming. This is actually, and maybe apps still, Periscope still exists. It's a Twitter thing. I don't know if it still exists, but it was the first app that I went live on. And it was a huge thing. And then Facebook was like, well, we're going to do live video now. And Periscope kind of went away. And now, you know, live video on Facebook, you know, got really big for a while. Same thing with stories, right? Instagram, Facebook stories. That was not Facebook's idea. That was Snapchat, right? Snapchat got really popular. And then Instagram introduced stories. Facebook introduced stories. And then, of course, I mean, does anyone use Snapchat anymore? So unfortunately, when these big businesses have little regulations, they can create monopolies like this. So Instagram is now introducing Reels to compete with TikTok. And you guys may have seen this. Reels are basically these 15 to 30 second clips. They have a bit of a different video icon than a typical video. And you might notice people doing maybe dances. Sometimes you see people doing little tutorials with music in the background where they're pointing to different words. Sometimes people do them without music. So those are basically Reels. You may or may not have them available to you on your app because they are currently being rolled out. They get rolled out to different accounts kind of randomly. But if you were looking for Reels, where you would find them if you had them was to pretend like you are making an Instagram story. So go in there like you're making a story, and it should be one of your options at the bottom. So you can swipe to the left to get live video, story, and to the right, there should be something that says Reel. And if you don't have it, just be patient because you'll probably be getting them soon. So why are we talking about Reels today? Well, my friend, they are powerful as fuck. And maybe they could make you wealthy as fuck. What? Oh yeah. Okay. So this is the thing. Anytime a social media platform like Instagram, like Facebook, anytime they roll out something new, they want you to use it and they will reward you for using it, right? Instagram would hate to, you know, roll out something and have nobody use it. So they want to incentivize you, right? And so with Reels, people who do Reels, because there are actually very few people overall doing Reels. So if you do Reels, you are going to reach a lot more people, which is very cool. And apparently about 20% of people's explore page. So that's when you go into your Instagram app and there's that little magnifying glass at the bottom. You can click into that like you're going to search. That actually brings you to the explore page. And so 20% of people's explore pages are actually Reels. So that means that it is actually easier than it has been in a really long time to get onto the explore page. And why is that important? Well, getting onto the explore page can actually get you in front of lots of people. Getting on the explore page is something that could potentially lead to you going viral, right? Now, that may not always happen, but Reels are definitely getting priority on the explore page, 20%. So that gives you the opportunity to reach a ton more people. And this is the thing. A lot of people are still doing written posts. So picture, written post, but those are actually getting the least amount of engagement currently on Instagram, right? And to be honest, I mean, those take a long time to write, right? And people will, you know, get a really nice photo. Maybe they'll get a photo shoot. They'll write this really great caption. But the least amount of people are actually seeing your written posts. Now, even stories are going down for engagement now. So I used to get somewhere around like 500 to 800 views on each of the stories that I posted. Now, probably around the 100 to 200 mark. So that has dropped significantly. Not because of something I've done, that just tends to be what happens over time. The other thing about stories is typically stories are only serving the people who are already following you. Most of the time, other people aren't finding your stories because people can't share them. And you can use hashtags, but the last time I checked, all hashtags had been banned, I think. You couldn't actually search for hashtags, whatever that's about. Not sure, Instagram, but yeah. So, I mean, not saying that you shouldn't do stories. I think stories are really powerful for engaging the people you have, because your goal on social media should not be just to seek out new followers. That is a part of it, of course. That's important. But we really need to serve the people who are already following us. We really need to build relationships with them and show up for them every day. So that's where I really love to use stories. But it has become harder and harder to reach people, new people on Instagram. It used to be that you could do that with live video. When Instagram first rolled out IGTV, that would help because they were prioritizing that. But the engagement on that has gone down too. And so now reels are what's hot. And if you adopt them early, it could help you grow a bigger following, and it could help you find more clients because Instagram is going to reward you. You might be thinking, well, I don't want to make a dance video. I don't understand how dancing is relevant to what I do. And you don't actually have to use reels to dance. Currently, I have yet to make a dancing reel, and I probably won't. I don't really want to dance either. But there are a couple different ways that you can utilize them. And so I've been using them in a few different ways. So I've been kind of doing the typical Instagram reel where there's music playing in the background and I teach something step by step. So an example were 5 steps to close more sales calls. And then I had literally 5 quick steps, music in the background, me, just my face and me pointing to these different steps. Okay, I've used them that way. I have also used them for comedy, which is interesting because I've never really considered myself much of a comedian. And maybe I'm not, you know, you might not find me funny. But I have found reels to be very useful in bringing out my weird / funny comedic side. So I've been doing some funny videos that don't involve music, that just involve me saying things that are relevant to my audience, but kind of make them laugh. So I made one reel that was like things you should never say in a niche statement. And then I made another one called Shit New Health Coaches Say. And they were purely for entertainment, a little bit of learning value in there. Obviously the Shit New Health Coaches Say is more entertainment. But those have actually done really well and have brought a lot of new people into my audience. And so those are two ways that I've been doing reels so far that don't involve dancing. Now, the result of me doing these reels, when I actually go look at these reels and, you know, who's seeing them, I mean, all of them have over 1,500 views on them, which is really cool. And in fact, one has 5,000 views on it, which is crazy because typically I get like 50 to 100 likes on my posts. I get, you know, maybe 100 to 300 views on my IGTVs, lives, that sort of thing. And about, again, 100 to 200 views on my stories. And then I'm getting at least 1,500 to 5,000 views on these Instagram reels. And the cool thing is they take me no time at all. Once you figure out the whole like little technical stuff involved in them, it's pretty intuitive once you figure it out, and it's pretty easy. And literally I can make a reel because I just get ideas. I just download an ideas when I'm like in the shower and stuff like that. I can make a reel in like 10 minutes. It takes like no time at all. And I actually find it to be really quite fun. All right, so let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to ask you a question. So currently, are you making $5,000 per month consistently in your business? If you aren't, that's totally cool, but I would love to help you get to that first financial milestone. So my signature coaching program, Health Coach Accelerator, is going to be opening up this January. So if you are a health coach or some other type of wellness practitioner and you're not making those $5,000 months, every month, then this program is going to help you do just that. So we're going to kick things off middle to end of January, and I'm going to teach you the only things that you need to implement in order to get to those sustainable $5,000 months. because, well, let's be real, there's a lot of noise online and your time is completely limited. So we're only going to focus on the things that actually matter so you can start enrolling new clients and getting dollars into your bank account as quickly as possible. So inside the program, we are going to identify your specific and profitable niche. We will develop your unique brand identity, create your signature method, price it for profit, and sell it like a boss. We are also going to get your freebie and email list set up so you can start generating new leads and grow your following. So if you want your business to be solid and ready and good to go for all of 2021, well, let's do this. You can get on the VIP list by going to kendraperry.net/HCA. That's kendraperry.net/HCA. I'm going to link to that in the show notes. And the doors are going to be opening mid-January. So if you're on that list, you're going to get promos and discounts not offered elsewhere. And let's get back to the episode. It's definitely worth your time, right? And I've also noticed in my analytics that I'm getting a 500% increase in the accounts I have reached. So it is leading to more followers as well. Okay, so I want to talk about the types of content you can share in a reel that does not involve dancing, because you do not need to dance unless you love to dance. But again, you want to make it relevant to your audience, because we are not TikTokers. We are not influencers. We are always trying to serve our audience, whether it's to teach them something new, to inspire them, or to make them laugh, to entertain them, right? So the first way to use a reel, so you have 15 to 30 seconds, is to do something step by step. So there's a good chance that you have made maybe a YouTube video, you've done live video, you've done an IGTV, something along those lines where you've taught people five steps to learn blank or whatever, or three ways to do blank, right? Well, that can easily be repurposed into a reel, right? Obviously, you don't have as much time to explain it, but sometimes just telling people the steps, that's enough, right? And if you want to refer them to the longer video that you've done on the topic, you can always direct them to the link in your bio where they can find that specific video. So as an example, I'm going to pretend that I help women strengthen their pelvic floor. I'm taking inspiration from one of my students, okay? So you could make a reel that says five things that wreck your pelvic floor, and you would literally just be there. You could say these things, you could say it out loud and not use music, or you could use music and it could be you basically doing a selfie and you are pointing to those five different things with music in the background. So you can do it that way. Cause I know you've done tons of these step by step videos, or even pieces of content, even a blog post and all of those things. You don't need to think of like new and interesting ideas. Just redo some of the stuff that you've already done. Okay, the second way is to just purely go for comedy entertainment. Now, again, you don't always want to be doing comedy entertainment because you're not an entertainer or a comedian. But again, if you can make your people laugh, if you're a funny, weird person like me, just to entertain. But again, I would make it relevant to your audience. So the examples I told you earlier, things to never say in your niche statement. So it was funny. Also, it was a bit educational because these are things that health coaches say in their niche statements all the time, and they may not realize that they are completely ineffective, okay? And then the second one, which was purely entertainment, shit new health coaches say. Again, I will link to these reels in the show notes so that you can check them out and let me know what you think and maybe get some inspiration from what I'm doing, because to be honest, I made my first reel like a month ago. I had no idea what I was doing. And now that I'm doing them, I'm getting all kinds of great ideas. Okay. Now, the next way you can use a reel is a tutorial. So you can teach someone how to do something in 15 to 30 seconds and with no music, right? So I could do a quick tutorial on, you know, how to do something in Canva or how to do something in Trello that maybe most people don't know how to do. I could give them a quick tutorial, show them how to do it. You could do the same thing. You could teach people something regarding, again, it needs to be relevant to your niche, but you know, if you help women clear their acne, for example, maybe you have a quick tip you can show them with a skincare routine. So try to think of quick tutorials that will give value to your audience. And again, you're just recording this like a video without music, no dancing. You just need to do it in under 30 seconds, which is again, super cool. And I know you can do this. There's all kinds of little quick things that you can teach people in 30 seconds. And then the final one is just a quick tip. Again, you have 30 seconds. You could just talk quickly and just say, this is how I do this. This, again, is still technically a reel, and it could potentially get you on the explore page and open you up to a whole new audience. People always want to know with stuff like this, how often should I be doing this, Kendra? Like, do I need to be doing this every day? How often do I need to be doing this? So again, anytime somebody asks me about frequency, I always like to mention quality, right? Quality is really, really important. It is so important that the content you put out is quality and you are not posting just to post. So put out a reel as often as you can sit down and make a good reel. I would start, just for some structure, for the people who really like structure, maybe start with like one a week and see how it goes. But you could be posting them a few times a week or even daily. I've been trying to get out at least a couple a week, but at this point, I'm actually thinking I should be putting more out there because they are literally getting me so much more bang for my buck. So this is how I plan to use Reels this year in 2021. So I actually am going to start reducing the number of posts in my feed. I was posting 3 days a week. So one time on Monday to promote this podcast, on Wednesday and on Friday. And these were usually quotes. Some of them had images of me in them. And then a caption. I do a live video on Instagram on Tuesday. So I do a live Q&A session. So if you ever have questions from this podcast, show up on my Instagram live at 12 p.m. Pacific, which is 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. Because as of right now, I'm doing those every single Tuesday, and I will happily answer any of your questions that you have about this podcast there. Okay. And then on Thursday, we repost the previous YouTube video. So basically, I am posting 5 days a week on Instagram, mostly just repurposing content, but I have stopped posting the post that we were doing to Instagram on Monday to promote the podcast. I'm actually now trying to use a reel to promote the podcast. So I will let you know how that goes. And then I'm thinking of getting rid of another one of my written posts. So either the Wednesday or the Friday post, and replacing that with a reel, okay? And then I'm also trying to post a reel on Tuesday, because typically on Tuesday, the only thing that gets posted to my stories is the replay of the live Q&A that I do. And so I'm actually thinking about doing one there as well. So it looks like I'm gonna be trying to post reels 3 days per week. And I might even add a sneaky fourth in there. Because again, they don't take me much time to do. I have a lot of fun with them. I actually kind of think I'm funny. Is that bad? I kind of think I'm funny. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to see how that goes. Because the truth is, there's no point in spending a ton of time putting effort into content that nobody really sees. And I'm just finding with the Instagram feed posts, like those are just getting less and less engagement. You know, I'm getting less and less likes. Sometimes I get good engagement with comments, which is cool. So I do still want to, you know, have that piece of content. But right now, if I'm trying to grow my account and attract new people to my account, then I think Reels is the way to do that. If you are wondering, how do I learn how to do a reel? Well, I'm going to link a YouTube tutorial for the one that I use to learn how to do them. To be honest, if you just go learn how to do Reels into YouTube, if you just put that into the YouTube search box, you will find a ton of tutorials. There are so many resources out there on them. But just remember, anytime a social media platform adds something new, pay attention, because you will get rewarded for being one of the first people to adopt it. Now is the time for you to master Reels and, you know, get a lot of traction with Reels, because this won't last forever. At some point, everyone's going to catch on. A lot of people are going to be doing Reels, and then, you know, your engagement will be going down on Reels. People will be really hard to get in front of people. And again, you're going to have to rethink your strategy, or you're going to have to be adopting the new thing. So I highly recommend Reels. The reason I love them is because I find once you figure out the little technical stuff with it, you know, at first I was a bit confused by it, but with a few tutorials, I was able to learn how to use it. And now it's just 10 minutes. I pump out a reel that can get me in front of up to 5,000 people so far. And I do believe if I continue to do them throughout 2021 until they get too popular, I believe it is going to continue to get me lots of views and bring new people into my audience. I hope that was helpful. Now, before we finish off today, I do want to tell you about something that's coming up that I'm super excited about, and I think you should be excited about too. So the Winter Experience of Health Coach Accelerator is relaunching, and I am so excited to run this. This is my 90-day group coaching experience where I teach you how to hit your first 5K month in your business and start making that consistently. So 5K per month, every month, right? Who doesn't want that? And also what I teach inside Health Coach Accelerator will help you move above 5K. So it can get you to 10K and beyond. And what do you get inside Health Coach Accelerator? So this is my minimalist approach to business building, okay? I know there's a lot of people out there who are telling you to get multiple income streams and diversify, but the truth is we can make our business model really simple and we can make a really good income doing that. So we are focusing on the things that truly matter, the only things that truly matter in getting to that first 5K milestone. We are basically building the unfuckwithable foundation of your business. So we are going to go through defining your ideal client, creating a niche that not only feels super aligned, but is also profitable. Okay. And guys, you know, I'm super militant when it comes to niching. So I will not let you leave this program without having a niche that is bomber, totally bomber, bulletproof. Okay. We talk about branding, how to create a unique presence online that people are attracted to, right? Branding is more than just colors and fonts. It is the feel that people experience when they come into contact with you and your business. And that is very important. Okay. We talk about how to create an offer that people are attracted to, right? We are not going to be selling one-off sessions. We are going to create a program that your ideal client feels like is made exactly for them. And I'm going to teach you how to sell it, right? I'm going to teach you how to sell that program on a sales call, but also on social media. So we talk a lot about content creation, repurposing content, and how to actually grow a following on social media, how to build a community, how to build raving fans. And then finally, we finish off with email list building, because your email list is the insurance for your business. And especially if you do intend to launch a group program, live courses, workshops, memberships, that sort of thing, you do want to be building your email list, because as it turns out, your email list is the most effective place to sell. So that is what we go through inside Health Coach Accelerator. I ran the fall version at the end of 2020, and it was amazing. We had the most amazing group of women. We had an amazing community, and we had some great success stories. So we are going to be opening for enrollment for Health Coach Accelerator, I believe, on the 13th of January. I don't have my calendar in front of me, guys. I'm disorganized, but I believe that's the date. So in the meantime, I would love you to hop on the VIP list, as you will get a discount and a promotion offered to you in advance of when the cart opens to the public, and that will not be offered elsewhere. So it's always of benefit to be on the VIP list if you are considering that. You can just go to go.kendraperry.net/HCA-waitlist. So that's go.kendraperry.net/HCA-waitlist. And you can also get that link in the show notes. If you want to access the show notes for this episode, just go to kendraperry.net/episode48. That's kendraperry.net/episode48. And if you have any questions about this episode, shoot me a DM on Facebook at Kendra Perry Inc. And I will answer your question on next Tuesday's live Q&A on Instagram Live. All right. I will see you guys next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you build the business of your dreams and help you become wealthy AF. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm wondering, do you want to help me with my mission to end health coach poverty? Because if you do, I need all the help I can get. And all I need is 2 minutes of your time. If you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help so much. These reviews help get my podcast in front of more people, which means that I can reach more health coaches and complete my mission. Thank you so much for your help. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode.